I was still lying on my front, too afraid to move. He was lying next to me. He was running his fingertips up and down my back softly. It wasn't an unpleasant sensation, yet I couldn't relax. I couldn't enjoy it. Not after all that had happened. "Maybe it's a blessing," he said. His voice broke the welcome silence. I didn't answer him. I didn't want a conversation. Not with him. Not with anyone. I just wanted to lie here in silence. I just wanted to lie here and wish for an end to all of this. Either he was to die, or I was. And at this stage I didn't care which. "Did you hear me?" he said. I said, "Maybe it was a blessing." Again I stayed silent. I felt him shift his weight on the bed as he leaned over to look at me. My eyes were shut firm. "Are you asleep?" No answer. Maybe if he thinks I am asleep, he will leave my side for longer than a couple of seconds, and I'll be able to make a move for the knife or a phone. Fuck the phone. Get the knife. Get the knife and stick it in his chest. Straight through his heart. Twist it. Watch the expression on his face. "Mum?" He placed a hand on my shoulder and gently shook me. I knew I wasn't going to be able to ignore him much longer. "Open your eyes." I slowly did as he instructed me. I looked at him, pretending to have just woken up with bloody eyes. "Sorry," I said. "I dozed off." "That's okay, you must be tired," he laughed. "We've been pretty energetic." I smiled at him despite a want to just spit in his face. "I was saying, maybe it was a blessing." "What was?" I asked. "Everything. I don't understand. Everything, everything was a blessing. Everything that happened to me. The government tests. Had they not happened, we wouldn't have found each other like this. You would have always been mother to me, and I would have always been son to you. But now I feel as though we've moved in a new, exciting direction. No longer mother and son, but rather lovers. Had it not been for the government scheme I applied for, had I not gone through with it, had I not applied, I'd still be holed up in a tiny flat that I hated. Dad would still be alive, and you would still be his wife." I looked at him in disbelief. This boy was once my son. I used to love him. I used to care for him, cherish him. I used to be proud of him, even when he was making mistakes. I have no idea who he is anymore. "Maybe we should tell the government how grateful we are. Thank them for bringing us closer together." I changed the subject to stop his gushing. "Speaking of which..." "What?" His mood turned in an instant. "We need to talk to them, someone. We need to let them know what happened with your dad. We can't just leave him here. He'll start to stink the place out. We need him gone and then we can start planning our new life together. I can't do that all the time while I'm smelling him downstairs. I can't concentrate on us with him there. I can't. It's asking too much." He sat up and nodded. "I understand." He continued with a look of sincerity in his eyes. "I can get rid of most of him. I watched father, well, the man who I thought was my father. I watched how he'd cut the skin off the bodies and what he did with the waste. If you leave it with me, I can fix it all and ensure we have enough to eat for at least a week." He smiled. "A whole week without a need to pop out for some food. Just the two of us. Sounds fucking great. If someone finds what's left of him, whatever you're planning to do, we will both be in trouble. We can just report it, as I said earlier, and then draw a line under it. You know it's the best thing to do." I was joking about talking to the government. "We can't go to them now. We can't. We're alone, just the two of us. And if anyone happens to come by knocking on the door, we ignore them. I know what they do to people. I know about the experiments and drugs they're testing on people. They won't let me live. They can't afford to on the off chance I blow the whistle on their operations. They'd need to silence me. We phone them up about what happened to Dad and they'll come. What's more, they won't just silence me. They'll have to get rid of you too. I don't want them to hurt you, I don't. But I won't be able to stop them. As soon as they know I am here, they will come with force." I thought on my feet in an effort to calm him down. "We don't have to mention your name. We can say it was me."